This is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Mem Daled, and today's share has been dedicated as an incredible Zchus Refuah Shleima for Fridal Miriam Bas Sara B'Siyata Dishmaya, the ultimate Zchus HaTayra should continue to bring Fridal Miriam Bas Sara complete Refuah Shleima Baruch Hashem. Miraculous literal improvement already has been seen, and hopefully with this Zchus HaTayra a complete Refuah Shleima could be had. And we're holding at the end of the third parak a monumental day in the world of Daf, as we'll be beginning the famed Parak HaZav in a few moments. Before we get there, let's just wrap up the third parak. We learned the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel and Beis, just to remind ourselves one quick time. Is one obligated with the intent to utilize an item? Bishami says yes, Bisil says no, until you actually use the item. Shinemim lo shach yadai bimlech esrei eyu. Hites achavetz v'natzav ben revias. If you tilted the barrel and you took revias, v'nishra and it broke, in a mishalim, el revias for that revias that you took. Higbiya, but if you lifted up the barrel, v'natzav ben revias, v'nishra, and then the fact that you lifted up the entire barrel, the halach is mishalim dimei kula. Just one very interesting detail is when the Mishnah says hachayshev, one thinks, one intends to utilize the item, we would think that the translation of that is thought, intent, kavana. Rashi, which we read at the end of this year, but let's just point out what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, Omar bifnei edim. Rashi translates that when the Mishnah says chayshev, chayshev means to say it, and Taisa speaks this out as well. Means you spoke it out. Now there are Rishonim that argue, but that is just an interesting detail to begin the day. Says the Gemara, as we turn over to Mem Daled Amud Aleph Bina Hani Mili. Where do we know this din from? Says the Gemara, Ditana Rabbanan. We learned in the Pasuk, Al Kol Dvar Pesha. Says the Pasuk, for all Pesha, for all negligence. From here, says the Gemara, Beishami Yomrim Lam Shechayv Al Machshava Kimaisa. Beishami learns that not only is one obligated for actually utilizing the item, but even for the mere Machshava, or the deeper we should call it, says Beishami is Chayv. Beisilo Yomrim, no, Inu Chayv Achishach Bayad, so you actually use it. Shenemrim Leishach Yadai Bimlaches Reyeyu. Amrim Beisham the Beisilel. So Beishami says, Beisav alak v'nem rakot v'ar pesha, very good to be still have a pasik. Im lo shach yadai, what about the pasik of, v'alak kot v'ar pesha, om lo beisav le Beishami, look v'ar nemer im lo shach yadai, v'lech z'reyu. So Beisav responds, what about my pasik? Says the Gemara, im kima atalam rakot v'ar pesha, shiach alein liyu elohu, om lo avda shuchay minayin tam lo rakot v'ar pesha. So Beishami responds, Beisila responds, excuse me, that Kol Dvar Pesha comes to include other people, not necessarily including a Machshava, says Beisila, but even including other people in the obligation together with the Shomer. Continues the Gemara, Hita as a Chavis, if he tilted the barrel, Amar Rav Leishanu El Nishvira, Aval Echmitza, if it turned sour, then Mishale Meskula, you do indeed have to pay for the entire barrel. My time agir diday odahani le. So Rava teaches a chiddush that when the Mishnah said that for tilting the barrel, you only have to pay for the loss of the item that you took, that's only if the loss was via the barrel break. But if the barrel turns sour, then says Rava, your removal of your cup of wine, we'll call it, could have potentially caused the entire barrel to turn sour. It's giri delay, it's your arrows, and therefore, says Rava, you are chayef for the whole barrel. And the final case of the Mishnah was igbia v'natal imenu. Amar shmolo natal mamish. When the Mishnah said natal, it didn't mean he actually took, but rather elekive nishe igbia. Once you pick it up, litel to take it, avlishlo natal, even without actually taking it, it is enough. So the Gemara here now ends this parak with opening up really a large sugya. Something that we've discussed already. It sounds like Shmuel holds that shlichas yad utilizing the item doesn't actually have to cause a loss to the item. And that's what Shmuel holds from the time that you picked it up. Even before you actually took the wine, you're going to be chayif. Amri says the Gemara loy. Shiny acha dinicha lay that they have a chav is kula basis laharavis. This case is different. It's not that Shmuel normally would hold that you're chayiv if there's no loss, but over here you need the wine to help the wine, and that's the reason why Shmuel holds you're chayiv even before actually taking the wine. By Ravashi igbi arniki litalei menu dinar. So what about in the case of a wallet? Mao, what do we say? Do we say that when it comes to wine, the wine is not unless there's other wine there? Like Shmuel just taught us that when it comes to wine, that the cup is a basis. You want the entire barrel. Aval Zuzo, when it comes to cash, mintar, the dollar in your wallet has nothing to do with the other dollar. Oidelma, shiny in tirusa darniki, in tirusa the dinar. Or maybe not, or maybe the watching of a wallet is different than watching of a wallet full of money is different than the watching of a single coin. And therefore, when you have a full wallet of money, you're going to watch it better. So in some level, the money there is indeed, quote unquote, helping this coin because you watch this coin better. If I give you a quarter, you don't watch it so well. But if you give you a wallet with $100 and a quarter, then you would indeed watch it well. And it responds to the Gemara Teiku. We got to wait for Mashiach to answer up Rav Ashi's Shaila. Hadron Aloch HaMafkid. We should do an incredible Chazara of this wonderful third Perek of HaMafkid B'siyata Dishmayo. And with that, we foray into the famed, difficult Perek of Hazav. And I heard an incredible line that just like as we grow older, we have to reorient ourselves with a lot of the Chumash that we learned when we were younger. Similar with certain Perakim, yes, Perek Hazav is a difficult Perek. It deals with interest and the like. But number one, how many businessmen that this is their terminology, this is the language that they talk in. So maybe when Parak was learned in a yeshiva setting was difficult, but maybe as one grows older, and even more so, or an additional, I should say, there's also the fact that once you've gone through half of Shas, then there's a higher barometer, and we could hopefully conquer and make understanding of this difficult Parak. So there's just one word of introduction that we're going to give, and that is actually two details. Number one is that even though in our perhaps vernacular, we view kesef as the quintessential item to be kindness something, we buy things all day with money, through the lens of the Torah, that's not so true. Kesef is only a kinyan dirabanan, that's number one. Number two is a general kinyan is affected via mishicha, via pulling the item, picking up the item. And now with that understanding, the item that you're picking up, the item that you're pulling is always going to be called the payri, is always going to be called the merchandise. And then there's the payment that one makes, that's called the kesef. So there's the kesef, which is that which you have to pay for the item. And then there's the item that you're buying, that is called the pri. So if I'm buying this drink from you, so when I pick up, I pull this drink, then what happens? I am now obligated to pay you whatever we made up for this drink. So via the mishicha on the payri, if I do a mishicha on the car, on the watch, if I do mishicha on the computer, then I am obligated to pay the kesef. With that, hopefully, the Mishnah will go smoothly. Hazav, the gold, kaina es hakesef, doing a mishicha on the gold. If I pick up gold, I'm koine as a kesef, then the silver is acquired, meaning I now have to pay you for that which I took. But in the reverse, ha kesef, picking up the kesef, einoi koine es hazav, does not make him have to pay the gold. And again, this has to do with the fact, which item is the payri, which item is the merchandise, and which item is the payment for the merchandise. And we'll take a moment, we'll look in Rashi. The truth is, this detail will become clearer as we move through the parak. But Rashi says, Alkeach dinar zav, tivuin bidinrei kasef, v'nasalei dinrei zav, mishicha sazav, that's the line. The mishicha on the gold, the kinyin on the gold, kaines akasef lebal azav, v'nischayiv loy zeh, mishekabel dinrei zav, that line in Rashi that we just highlighted in blue, that line is really the aside of the entire Mishnah. You have gold, which I am buying. When I pick up your gold, my silver is now acquired to you. What does that mean? That means I'm obligated to pay you. That means that if this bar of gold was $10,000, when I pick up the gold, now I am obligated to give you that $10,000. Dollars, but not in the reverse. Just one last, the end of Rashi also adds on that we're going to see that we're going to learn on Mishicha from the Torah. Some say it's under Rabban, and we're going to get there. Continuing the Mishnah, the Chayshes Kohen is like Hasef, doing a Mishicha, pulling the copper obligates me to pay this silver, but the reverse, Hakasef in a Kohen is like Chayshes, Mois a Rois. Inferior monies, kainais esayafais. Again, because inferior money, it, for all intents and purposes, is what we would call a peri, a coin that is no longer in circulation, is not called cash, but rather is called merchandise. So if I do a mashikh on mois arois, now I am obligated to give you yafais, which is regular currency, but in the reverse, asimon, which is a coin, which is the tura on it is rubbed out. Koines amatveya is the peri, is the merchandise that is bedu mashikh on it. I'm obligated to give the coins. Vamatveya and a koines asimon. Metaltalin, and again, this line in the Mishnah really brings out the whole yusayit as well. Koinin esamatveya. If I do mashikh on metaltalin, any movable object, I do mashikha on your watch that I want to buy. Now you are kind of my coins, meaning I am obligated to pay you for that item. Whereas in the reverse, if I pay you the money, matbeya ain't a coin as a metaltalin. By doing a mashikha on the matbeya, it's not going to obligate the other person to give him the metaltalin. Again, very simple. If I want to buy your watch, if you take my money, that doesn't make you obligated to give me the watch, because it only goes that by doing the mishicha, doing the kinyan, doing the act of acquisition on the merchandise, on the payri, on the item that's being acquired, then the payment is obligated to be paid. Zaklal machlekes, whether we add those words in the Mishnah, kol ha-metaltlin koinin zeh ezeh. All metaltlin, all movable objects are acquired one to another. Now what we're discussing is no longer with the world of one item is the peri and one item is the kesef, but rather both items are metaltlin. Rashi towards the end of the Amud speaks out, whether we're talking about chalipin, that you exchange one for another, that once one of them is drawn, is pulled by the friend, the other person is obligated to give the other item, and he can no longer back out. Kol metal tikon is a ketzat. Masha chamenu peiros. If I do a mashicha, if I pull your apples, lo nosan lemais, and I don't pay you, I was obligated to pay you. Eino yochalach, so I still can't back out. Nosan lemais, if you give the money, v'lo masha chamenu peiros, then yochalach, zerbay. Again, the exact same yisoid we've been learning the whole time in the Mishnah. That metaltalin is koinim zazah, but by giving the money, he does not obligate the other person to give the pay raise. So you're able to back out, meaning if I give you cash and you decide you don't want to sell me your watch, you don't have to give it to me. But concludes the Mishnah, Aval Amru Misha Bara Mashidara Mabul. But they say, says Chazal, he who paid back the people in the times of the flood and Midara Flaga, again, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who paid back those in the times of the Mabul Dara Flaga, the people that were spread all out, Someone who doesn't stand by his word. So we're seeing here in the Mishnah that there's two levels, and really the entirety of Chesha Mishra, not the entirety, but many dinim, are built upon this premise. There is that which we call an obligation, a chiyuv. When I do a kinyan on your metaltlin, I am mechuyav. You could take me to court. I'm obligated to pay you cash. But in the reverse, if I give you cash, you're not obligated to give me your item. And therefore, you're allowed to back out. But even when you're allowed to back out, bidin, there's a higher level. And that's called being oimid bidiburai, standing by your word. And when you do not stand by your word, you get a curse called a misha bara, a curse from Hashem. Sheminaymer kol shekasa biyadai, yadai al yayin, whoever has the money, he has the upper hand. And we'll see in the Gemara what exactly that means. So we begin the Gemara, says the Gemara, 10 lines from the end of the Amen, Mastis and Lei, Rebbe the Rev Shimon Bray, Rebbe taught his son, Hazav, Koine Esai Kesef. Amar Lai, so Rev Shimon responded back to Rebbe, Rebbe, which was his father, Shan Islan Ubi Alduseich, you taught us when we were younger, I Kesef Koine Esai Zav. The opposite, that the kesef is kind of zav, and now you're teaching us in your old age, hazav kainas kesef, says the Gemara. So let's understand what originally Rebbe held and what he holds right now. Again, in the Rebbe's youth, he taught that the kesef is the item that one does the meshichon and then acquires the gold. But then later on, now he's teaching Rav Shimon his son the opposite, like our Mishnah taught, that the Zav is Koines, the Kesef, the Mashiach on the Zav acquires the silver. Says the Gemara, three lines to the bottom, Bialdusa Savar, Tahava de Chashev Ave Teva. Gold, which is more valuable, is considered the coin, the money. Kasma de Lo Chashev Ave Peri. And therefore, as we spoke out in the Mishnah, by doing the Mashicha, doing the act of acquisition on the merchandise, on the payri, you're obligated to pay the kesef, the money, which he thought was the gold, v'kanele payri l'tiva. But b'ziknusa savar, what happened in the Rebbe's old age, he held kaspa, when it comes to money, t'charif, literally means it's sharp. What does it mean that it's sharp? So you look at the top Rashi. Rashi speaks out, what this means is, Yoitse Bahitza V'Iver L'Seicher. Those words, Iver L'Seicher, are really critical words in Rashi. What that means is that the coin is an item that is easily spent. Techarif, therefore, Have Teva. Tehava, when it comes to gold on the top line of Mendalin on the base, Teloy Charif, Have Peri. V'Kanale Peri L'Teva. And now this is really defining what is money, which is very important, as we're seeing over here, and as we'll see further, that the money is the item that's obligated to be paid for the payri. So we're seeing over here, says Rebbe Viziknusa, it all has to do with which is more charif, which is over l'saycher, which could be utilized in transactions in business. And this is the reason, not to jump the gun, but this is the reason why, for example, American currency is considered generally over l'saycher. Anywhere in the world, you take out a dollar bill, you could pay with it. And that's not necessarily true with other currencies. You take out a 10 shekel here in a pizza store, they're not going to take it. But $10 in the pizza store in Eretz Yisrael, they would take. And that means that the American dollar is always going to be considered the kesef. Why? Because it's charif. Because it's over l'saycher. Says the Gemara, Ravashi. Says Ravashi. So again, that was Rabbi Bialdusa and Rabbi Ziknusa. Says Ravashi, I hold Kialdusa. I hold, like you said in your youth, it all has to do with which is more chashif. Mistavram, the Tanya and the Chesh is Koine Sekesef. Because what did the Mishnah say that Kapra is Koine Kesef? So we are in Gabi Dava Peri Ave. Haina the Katani. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Chesh is Koine Sekesef. Even though with regard to gold, it's considered the peri. Regarding to copper, however, what's the kasha? That's why nechayshas is koine as a kasef. because the silver with regard to copper is a coin. Whereas if you're going to tell me silver with relation to gold is the coin, why would you have to teach me the din by nechayshes? So Sam's long Rav Ashi, and he says, I could associate and understand Rebbe Bialdusa better, that has to do with chashivos. And that would be the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah, of nechayshes, koine es hakesef. And that would be the reason why, even though silver in its relationship to gold, kasvali gabi dava, but, and therefore it taught me that nechayshes is koine es hakesef. Says the Gemara, but if it was all about charifos, its ability to be spent, what's the difference? Silver with relationship to gold, silver in relationship to copper. Answers the Gemara, no raya, it's terech. Sal, kedaitach, I mean, I would have thought, hani priti, ba'asra disagi, the copper coins, in a place where they're in circulation, enu charifi tvei mikaspa. I would have thought that the copper is more charif, is more expendable, is more a coin than silver. And therefore, I would have thought, emotiva havli. And therefore, I would have thought that nechayshes is not koin es hakesef. I would have thought if you do mashicha nechayshes, it doesn't work. Why? Because the nechayshes is really the tiva, is the coin. Kamash blan, kim di gadochti deloisa gebei. Since there are other places that the copper is not able to be spent, therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is peri have, and therefore concludes the Gemara that even though Rav Ashi thought he had a raya, Rebbe Bialdusa, that has to do with chashivos, says the Gemara, no, it has to do like ziknusa, charifos, over l'soicher. Says the Gemara, va'af Rav Chiya, savar da'avotiv ave. Rav Chiya held that gold could be considered a coin, and therefore that would be a problem, because in our Mishnah, what was gold? Gold was the peri. Tiva ave de rav, and again, this was only going to work like Rabbi Biel Dusa. De rav oisef dinari mi brate. Rav lent, borrowed gold from Rav Chia's daughter, of the Rav Chia. L'soiv yakar dinri. Gold went up in value. Asla kibay Rav Chia comes to Rav Chia. Merlei zel shlimli. Please pay me tavinu tekilin, good and full weight coins. Says the Gemara now. E amr bishlomer tava teva ave shab. Gold is considered the teva. It's considered the money, not the peiri. And everything makes sense. Ali amr peiri ave havli sav isav aser. If it's considered the peiri, it should be considered like lending one item for the next, which is forbidden. Saw b'saw is the basic premise of all of ribis, which is that if I lend an item and the item goes up or goes down in value, I'm not allowed to pay back that same item. Why? Because by paying back the item, you could potentially be giving ribis. So says the Gemara, if you're going to say that gold is peiri, comes out that how is Rav Chiya allowed to do this story? He was taking ribis. Answers the Gemara, Rav dinare havalei v'kima d'avalei dinare nasei koimer loi. And this is going to be a yisoid, a rule that we're going to come back to, that any time you have some of the gold coins in your own possession, then you're able to make it as if that you're making the halva on that. And therefore, that's a way to circumvent the issue of sabasa, the issue of ribis. Again, we'll explain this more further in its place. Amar Rava. Continues the Gemara, we're smack in the middle of the Amma. The first line is Shiavai Bini. Amma Rava Haitana Sava Dava Tivavi. And again, let's just remind ourselves. According to Rebbe Bialdusa, comes out that gold is a coin. The whole Mishnah has to flip. Kesef is coin as a Zav, not Zav, coin as a Kesef. According to the way we have the Mishnah, Azav coin as a Kesef. Why? According to the way we have the Mishnah, it doesn't have to do with which is more valuable, but rather which is easier to spend. Says the Gemara, Rava held like Rebbe Bialdusa in his youth, which is what? Gold is considered a tiva. Gold is considered a coin, not the peri. D'tanya. Pruta shamru echad mishvayin b'isra italki. When we said a pruta, it's 1/8 of an Italian coin. L'man afkamina. L'kedusha isha. T'vi mekadesh a woman. Isser, the coin called an isser, is echad mishvayin b'arav dina yishil kesef. A 24th of a dinner of kesef. L'man afkamina. L'mekach memker. Dina shal kesef. Z'echad mishvayin b'chamisha. B'dina shal zav. 1/25 of a golden coin. L'man afkamina. L'bin dina ben. So now articulates the Gemara the Raya. If you're going to tell me Tivave, if you're going to tell me that gold is considered a coin, not like our Mishnah, like Rebbe in his youth, Mishayer, then it makes a lot of sense. Mishayer Tana b'midi dekayitz, that the Tana was Mishayer, utilized as the barometer or something which is a steady value. Aliyamre Periyavi, but if gold is the merchandise and there's no set value, Mishayer Tani b'midi de'ikr v'zol. The Tana is going to give a raya with something that fluctuates in value per merchandise. Zimnin de mahadalei kanov, zimnin de maisevlei. Sometimes the kohen's going to get more. Sometimes he's going to have to return, excuse me. Sometimes he's going to get too much. Zimnin de maisevlei yulikana. Elishma mina, tiva veishma mina. So proves the Gemara that we have to say that gold is indeed tiva. It's considered a coin in its relationship to silver. Like Rebbe Bialdusa, not like our Mishnah. Tinan Halsam, so continues the Gemara with another Mishnah as a raya. We learned in a Mishnah. Beishame Oimrim, with this Mishnah we're going to conclude for today. Beishame Oimrim, says Beishame, Lo yas adam slayim dinri zav, don't make your slayim into golden dinar. You cannot redeem Meiser Sheni with gold. Beisil says, you're allowed umatirim. One says, what's the machlaikas? That you're taking silver slayim of Meiser Sheni and transferring it onto gold. Savri mamish kaspa, silver is the tiva, is the coin of dava peri, v'tiva peri. Says Beishamai, lo mechalalina, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, you cannot change coins into merchandise. You can change merchandise into coins to bring it up to Yushalayim. Basil Savri, that was the Kisva Peri. Tava Tiva. Upera Tiva Machalinan. Aval Peri. So again, that's when it came to silver and gold. So what do we see? We see that the Rebbe Bialdusa was like Basilel. Aval Peri is Aldinar and Divri Akal Machalinan. My time, what's the reason? Midavi Akasav Le Basilel, Kasav Le Basil, Avgav, the Kasav Le Gabidava Peri Havi. But yet, Ligabe Peri, of course, is going to be Tiva. Zahav Nami Le Beishami, when it comes to gold, Afal Gav De Dav, Ligabe Kaspa says Beishami is Peri Ave, but Ligabe Peri, Tiva Ave. Meaning, everyone will agree with regard to actual Peris that the money is going to be called cash. Therefore, you could, yes, transfer the sanctity of the fruit onto the cash when it comes to Meiser Sheni. Another band number holds even Beirus Adinarim is going to be a machlaikis, and then we're gonna pause over here. Actually, no, let's go two more lines. Why wasn't that the case listed? If Beirus Adinarim, I mean, not immediately Beirus Adinarim. You would have thought it's only in that case. So Kamash Malan, that we said that case. So it comes out that we have a raya or two to Rebbe Bialdusa, not like our Mishnah, that gold at this point, it would be considered a kesef. It would be considered the cash currency and not the pay rice like we learned in our Mishnah. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata Dishmaya.